My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Talking Kings, talking NFL free agency. The 49ers have extended special teams ace George Odom, one of their reserve safeties as well. The two-year extension worth up to $10 million. Tom Pelissero from NFL Media had that report first. So safety depth for the 49ers. They get a good special teams player back, although it always feels like their special teams is a little shaky. So
yeah.
Fine. He's an all-pro as a special teamer. So
yeah, depth is good.
Yeah, no doubt. Can play a little safety in a pinch, but if the 49ers are in a spot where they're lining up George Odom at a ton of snaps at safety, they're probably in a little bit of trouble.
But yeah, let's hope that's not the case. And that's a position I've been looking at. Like, how do the Kings improve? Can they improve?
Warriors? Or 49ers?
49ers, sorry.
Jesus.
Jeez, look at us. Yeah, the 49ers. Like, can they improve? You know, like, is that safety position is one that just stands out.
Yeah, man. That safety spot is weird because they drafted Jair Brown. They trade up to draft Jair Brown last year. It was supposed to be a kind of redshirt year for him behind Talanoa Hufanga and behind Tayshaun Gibson. But then Hufanga's ACL tear pushes Brown into the starting lineup. He was okay as a starter, acquitted himself, I think, well enough to be a starter going into this year. But then Hufanga's coming off an ACL tear going into the final season of his rookie contract. And he tore that ACL in week 11, so his readiness for week 1 is in question.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like he'll definitely be ready to go with where we're at with ACL tears. Now, he should, you know, barring any setbacks, be able to play at some point this season. So are you going out and are you signing a big-name free agent to start? Or are you going and drafting a player and starting a rookie and a second-year player with not a ton of experience? Are you banking on Hufanga coming back by week 1? That's a really, really tough call. And then, are you re-signing Hufanga? Is the plan to jettison him after this year when he's a free agent?
It's complex,
that's a tough
man.
One, dude.
It's complex.
That's a really, really tough one.
There are some really, really good safeties out there, though.
Yeah, they just don't have... The problem is, and this is a lot of what I saw yesterday from the 49ers side of the internet, is like they need to do more. They're not doing enough. They haven't done anything. Mm. Like they don't last year they created cap flexibility by restructuring a bunch of their expensive contracts. So they kicked that can down the road. They kicked that money down the road. Restructuring a deal does not make the cap hit go away. It moves it to a different year.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point the cost of all those restructures is going to catch up with them, i.e. this year.
Well, they were bailed out a little bit by the salary cap jumping tremendously.
Yes, that's a great point.
Yeah.
That is something I'm sure they weren't banking on. And that's helpful for sure, but it doesn't, they can't just restructure a bunch of guys again this year and call it good and have a bunch of cap space to make this splash signing. They've got to be shrewd. They've got to fill out the margins of their roster. Like here's the thing, they have the star talent. Star power is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like them to go get a top-end safety? Would you like him to go get Justin Simmons or something? Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He'd be a good player in the back end of their secondary. And maybe there's not a market for him and he comes in on a 1 year, you know, $8 million deal or whatever it is. And then that's fine. But I don't think they're going to go make a multi-year signing of a safety given where they're at contract-wise. I think that's the reason, the same thing you're going to see at defensive tackle. I think it's the same thing you're going to see at cornerback. I think you'll see him continue filling out spots on the margins and on the edges of the roster, but I don't think there's a big splash coming, and frankly, I don't think they need it.
Yeah.
Like, they're fine. Their roster's really good.
It's intriguing, though, because you're always left wondering, and last season, they did make some changes during the season. You know, they added Chase Young. They added Randy Gregory. They were able to go, you know, sort of fill out some of the roster mid-season, and maybe that's something they do again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something, you know, during this year that they can attack and go, you know, like add as they figure out what their weaknesses are. Because there's always players available. It's just a matter of, you know, like how do you piece it together?
Yeah.
It's not easy, man. Like, especially when you're dealing with a salary cap, which is what, over $200 million at this point. Not only that, but you're dealing with a 53-man roster that expands and contracts. Like, it's just so many more moving parts and so much more complicated than, you know, an NBA team that's straight up 15 players.
Yeah.
Potential for three extra two-way contracts. The salaries are guaranteed. Yeah. It is a soft cap. Yeah. Like it's very, very different than watching the NFL.
Yeah. The cap this year in the NFL, $255.4 million.
255?
Yeah.
Whoo.
That's wild.
They're making some cash, Kyle.
They're doing all right.
Yeah.
They're doing okay for sure. Yeah, this notion that, I mean, because Raider fans aren't going to be complaining. At least I don't think they should be. They're in a really good spot to continue that incremental growth and building something that's more sustainable than just trying to go all in to make the playoffs in 1 year. And that's great. But then you've got Niner fan who's like, man, where's Danielle Hunter? Why aren't they going and getting Bryce Huff? Or why aren't they making one of these big-time signings? Hey, all these running backs are on the move. You can go get one of those. I don't think that's a realistic thing. I don't think they're going to go spend big money on the offensive line. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go spend money at right tackle or at guard. I think they might sign a tackle or a guard, a cheaper one. But I think they'd rather go into the draft, use a first-round pick on a tackle, a flexible tackle who can play guard or on the outside.
Okay.
And you have Colton McKivitz who can do that, who can do both. You have Spencer Burford. Maybe you re-sign John Feliciano who can kind of play wherever on the line. And you draft somebody else a little bit later, and then you just piece it together in camp.
Yeah, watching some of the offensive linemen get paid yesterday, and it's not even like tackles. Like,
oh, it's cool.
Tackles are now, you know, if you're going to get a great tackle, it's going to cost you $20 million.
At least.
But then guards getting $12 to $15 million a year. It's like, man.
Robert Hunt from Miami.
Yeah.
Was a player that when you go and read like free agency best fits kind of thing, he was often paired with the 49ers. He got 5 years and $100 million.
For a guard.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. And I know guarantees matter and this and that. It just in general though, the $20 million AAV for a guard is crazy. The average annual value.
Yeah. And I think when you're looking at the draft, you can find guards in the second and third rounds.
No doubt.
And so why not? Because they're cheap.
The 49ers' two starting guards last year to start the season were second-round pick Aaron Banks and fourth-round pick Spencer Burford.
Okay.
So that, just to your point, that's literally what they've done. Jake Brendel was a journeyman who they signed and wound up finding a starting center. Like, you can find these pieces for sure, but at some point to me, and this is where I have a little bit of a gripe with what the Niners are doing. At some point, I think they need a defensive end help, and I think Floyd and Gross-Matos are the two. I think Floyd got $20 million, $12 million guaranteed, and it could get as high as 24. Gross-Matos was like 2 and 18. I don't know the guarantees.
Yeah.
But those are cheap. Those are cheap defensive end deals, and they're probably both going to be rotational pieces. And that's great. I think that fits the bill.
Plus, you got a 31-year-old.
Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, who started 99 consecutive games.
Yeah.
Well, not started. He's played 90. He's 98 of the last 99 he started.
Yeah.
But he's played in again, 99 consecutive games.
He hasn't missed a game since 2017.
Yeah, that's a big deal because especially when you look at Armstead, when you look at some of the other issues that they've had on that line, guys who can play every single day are a big, big bonus. Yeah. And then not only that, but you back that up with a 26-year-old. So not only do you have your veteran presence, but also maybe a guy that's got more room to grow that in a setting where, you know, Bosa's on the outside, maybe he can get to the quarterback more than like 4.5 times a game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of like what they're doing, but again, you're playing on the margins. You know, this is like the equivalent of the Kings going out and adding like a eighth man, ninth man in the rotation. And they probably do need a little bit more, but I don't know, you're right, star power's there. Like you kept your offense intact at this point. Like like load up on defensive linemen, load up on offensive linemen, load up on defensive backs in the draft. And maybe you gotta draft a linebacker because you got some questions you know, with the blown Achilles.
For Dre Greenlaw.
For Dre Greenlaw. So yeah, I mean, I think they're doing okay right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, man, they need to, you mentioned the draft and we've been talking a lot of free agency. And again, we'll have any new free agency news for you. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN 1320. But they need to start hitting on some of their draft picks. Nick Bosa is the only first-round pick for the 49ers in the Kyle Shanahan-John Lynch era to sign a second contract with the team. Brandon Ayuk, you know, ideally would do that this offseason, but that is very much up in the air and not a guarantee at all. And like you go to last season, they draft two tight ends. Neither makes any kind of significant impact in year one. They've drafted a ton of defensive linemen and brought in a ton of defensive linemen. And yet still we're sitting here, assuming Eric Armstead winds up getting released, going, man, they need at least two, maybe three defensive tackles. They probably need another defensive end or two.
Yeah.
They've dumped a lot of, it's been quantity over quality on the offensive line, I think, outside of the Trent Williams addition. And they spent a second round pick on Aaron Banks, which has turned out to be okay. But other than that, they're kind of just throwing a lot of darts at the board on the offensive line and hoping a couple of them stick. And you can piece that together. That patchwork thing works in a 17-game regular season where you're game planning for different opponents every week and you can kind of, you know, mix it and match it. But then you get into a big game, whether it's against the Los Angeles Rams or the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs twice. And in every single one of those games, you can point to some fault on the offensive line being the reason that the 49ers, or a key reason that the 49ers lost those games. And that's where I'm going, man, I know they don't have big-time resources to dump into the offensive line, but that they haven't made any move there yet is a little bit of a concern. And to me, going into this year's draft, I think you have 11 picks. I don't think they'll use 11. Let's say they wind up making some moves and they wind up with 8 picks.
Yep.
If you're not using 3 of those, on offensive linemen.
At a minimum.
Maybe one on each day of the draft.
Yeah.
And giving yourself the maximum amount of quality darts to throw at that dartboard. I don't think, I mean, winning next year is going to be nigh impossible anyway, right?
Yeah.
And you don't lose a Super Bowl and then just go back and win a Super Bowl. So next year, I'm not taking it off the table necessarily. That's just a really, really steep hill to climb. And then if you're also going to try and do that while also going like, yeah, hey, Colton McKivitz will roll him out there at right tackle again. We're going to give Spencer Burford another shot at right guard and see if he can hold that down. He's been 0-for-2 in his career of holding down that starting job, by the way. They've rotated guys in with him in his first 2 years. If you're rolling with that, I think, all right, man, just punt the season entirely then.
It's tough because you're looking at the offensive line as like a house of cards too.
Exactly.
Because the only thing holding that thing up is Trent Williams. And he's what, 36?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's mid-30s.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. I mean, when you're looking at him as the guy and you don't have a replacement for him, man.
Trent Williams turns 36 before next season.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he turns 36 in July. There we go. Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, you need to have what's next. And not only that, but you need to have what's next at that position and what's better at like three others. And maybe you can piece it together. Maybe you can. But as of right now, man, like when these offensive linemen are coming up for grabs on the open market, you have to consider it. It's why we looked at the Vikings deal last year with who is the guard that they traded.
Oh, my God.
For like a fifth or sixth round pick. At the deadline.
There's a Vikings offensive lineman that's stuck in my brain who it's not him.
Yeah.
It's something with a Z.
Yeah, so that was one of those guys where you're like, hey, look, what are you doing here? I mean, Kings, the 49ers were attached to him.
Kevin Zeitler, I believe it was.
Yeah, at some point, but like you have to get better on that side of the ball. That's where games are won and lost, especially when you have so many star level specialty players. If you can't keep Brock Purdy upright, then you're going to be in trouble.
It doesn't matter. Yep. Yeah. That's why I think re-signing Brandon Ayuk is paramount because, okay, let's look. Obviously, they want to contend this year. Like I totally get that. And they want to do that. And they're going to try to do that. Again, when you lose a Super Bowl, it is very, very difficult to just turn around and go back. So let's just wipe out 2024. You're now looking at 2025 when Brock Purdy might be making big time money.
Yeah.
Or top 10 type of money where he's making 40 plus million a year.
Mm.
And now you're looking at a scenario where over the next 2 to 3 years, Deebo Samuel's gone. George Kittle is gone. Christian McCaffrey is going to be entering his 30s.
Yeah.
And will likely become less effective at some point. Trent Williams is going to be gone. And look, I think Brock Purdy, I think he is certainly better than the, what's the dude from The Ringer? The Stephen Ruiz.
Yeah, Stephen Ruiz.
I certainly think he's better than that, but I also don't think that he's Patrick Mahomes, where it's like, yeah, give him Rashi Rice and a couple of traffic cones at receiver, and he'll figure it out. Like, no, man, I don't think that's this. So at some point, you have to be propping up your quarterback at least a little bit to give him the space to operate at the level that he did last season. That includes the offensive line. That includes re-signing Brandon Ayuk. That includes, while also trying to navigate all this, ensuring that you are restocking your offensive weaponry.
Yeah.
It's all great that they're trying to compete this year and trying to contend this year, and I understand that that's the goal, and they have to do that. They have one of the best rosters in the league. You have to try and win a Super Bowl this year. But I don't think that means dumping all your resources into other areas, cornerback, defensive end, safety, you know, whatever else, whatever other linebacker, whatever other position we've talked about, and going, yeah, well, hey, we'll figure it out on the offensive line. It'll be fine. Because you've been trying to figure it out on the offensive line for nearly a decade. None of it has worked.
Yeah. And like all that you're talking about, it's just, this is why we talk about windows.
Mm-hmm.
Why we talk about the window, you know, trying to prop the window open as long as possible and that it's closing. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have another window, but it's down the road. But you have to, you know, almost do the two timeline thing. You have to fight for the team that's mm-hmm. potentially going to the Super Bowl right now, but also what's left after all of these stars are gone.
Yeah.
And all of those stars aren't going to be around much longer. Like, there's, you know, maybe 2, maybe 3 years. There's, I don't think there's any way Trent Williams plays until he's 38, 39, 40. Maybe, but I don't think so. And you're just looking at this, like, how do you piece it together and push forward with a group? And you have to be thinking about that rebuilding the entire time. And you can't keep missing. You can't keep wasting third round picks on running backs that don't make it, or what did they spend? A fourth round pick on a kicker last year?
Third round pick.
Yeah, that, you know, that's, if you're gonna do that, you're just leaving a door open for your window to close because you neglected an entire segment of your team, which is one of the most important, like, departments possible, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's wild.
I don't understand it. Ezra Cleveland was the offensive lineman we were looking for.
Okay.
That was really going to bother me because Kevin Zeitler was not it.
Yeah.
I knew there was a Z in his name, but it's Ezra Cleveland. Oh, thank God. Oh, that was really going to bug me all day.
Mm.
All right. Anyways, he got traded to Jacksonville.
Yep.
I believe he's a free agent. I don't know if he re-signed. He might have re-signed. Anyways. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.